Okay, I wrote about this Indian in the Masora magazine that's put out by the OU, and the reason I'd like to share this with you is, number one, the Daf Yomi Matzoy Yom Kippur is going to be Chulin Daf Kuf Hei, and that's, I think, the only place in Shas that discusses this Indian of waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks. And the reason that I want to share it with you is that besides what I wrote in the Masora magazine, I was Neschadish and Nuzach, so that's, I'd like to share it with the Oilam. Okay, so I'm going to try to resolve three issues. The first one is the Sefer Badi HaShulchan from Harav HaGoyim Reb Shraga Feivel Kohn Shlita in Simen Pei Tes in Sif Katan Lamed Hei. He says, Ubiktsas Mekoimis Naigin Lahamtin Shola Shos Be Basul Gvina Va'oichlam Azag Gvina Below Kinuach Vadachas HaPeh V'Netil Sidayim. When, if you wait 3 hours or 6 hours, you don't need, as you do after milchiks to fleishiks, that you have to wipe out your mouth and rinse out your mouth, wash your hands. So they wait 3 hours. And then Rav Shraga Feivel Kohn writes in the Tziyunim, in Sifkat Nun Gimel, he says, V'loy nisparish li hamakor v'hatam l'minik zeh, that he doesn't know really the source for why they wait 3 hours. So we'd like to try to suggest an answer to this question. What is the source of those who wait 3 hours? Secondly, everyone knows the Rambam Shita in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Ches, that says that the amount of time you have to wait is Kemo Shei Shos. Now the Mechaber in Simen Pei Tes, Sif Aleph, says, Ochel Boser Afilo Shel Chai Voif, Lo Yoichel Gvina Achav, Ad She Yishe Shei Shos. He doesn't say Kemoshe Shois. Normally, the Machaber, the Beis Yosef, Paskins like the Rambam. Why over here did the Machaber deviate from the Rambam and not say like the Rambam, Kemoshe Shois? So I want to suggest, this is the thing that I was Mechadesh, there's a Machlokas here between the Rambam and the Beis Yosef, and it's Lishitosam, a machlokas that we find in Chayshim Mishpat, in Hilchas Dayanim, it's Lishitasim, the Rambam Lishitasim and the Mechaber Lishitasim. The third thing, the Darkei Tshuva brings, Rav Heinemann Shlita told me this once, the Darkei Tshuva brings the Sefer Mizmor LeDavid from Rav David Pardo, who wrote the Maskil LeDavid on Chumash, that he learned the Indian of 3 hours from the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh says that in the winter time, all you have to wait is 4 hours. Says the Mizmor LeDavid that from there, we see the Makor for the Minig of waiting 3 hours.
Who says 4 hours?
4 hours, the Pri Chodesh. So from there, says the Mizmor LeDavid, we see that you have to wait 3 hours. So the question is, if the pre-Chodesh, for whatever reason, as we'll get into, said 4 hours, so how from that did the Mizmor LeDavid learn 3 hours? So I once discussed it with Rav Schechter and Rav Belsky. I don't remember who said what. So I think one of them said that just like the Rambam Sheet is Kemoshe Shois, which everyone knows there's two Minhagim, either into the sixth hour, which is 5 hours and a minute, or Roiv of the sixth hour, 5 hours, as they wait in Lakewood, 5 hours and 31 minutes. So the same thing, the four of the pre-Chodesh could become three, just like the six becomes five. That's one suggestion. Another suggestion is that each one was waiting in not an average day, but the minimum day during the year that you would wait between one student and another. And in the pre-Chodesh's place, the minig was 4 hours, and in the Mizmor LeDavid's locale, it was 3 hours, and that's how they came to it. So this is what they suggested. I would like to suggest perhaps a different mahalach. So let's begin with the Gemara that we're going to learn in the Daf Yomi Amotsoy Yom Kippur. And this is the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Hei. Amr Mar Ukva, Ano Laha Milsa Chalav Bar Chamer L'Gabi Abba, I'm like vinegar to wine compared to my father. The ilo abba ki have achol bisra idnu la have achol gvina ad lemacher ki hashta. That's the gears of the bach there in the Gemara ki hashta. That my father used to wait 24 hours. If he ate meat today at 5 o'clock, so he wouldn't eat milchiks till tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And the ilu anna, but I bahasu the sehud lechel. Now I don't eat the gvina in the same sud as the baser. But l'suda sachrin achilna, I don't wait 24 hours like my father. I wait in, only till the next suda. So Agav the Marul Diskin says, if he was so enamored with what his father did, and he compared himself to vinegar to wine, so why didn't he copy what his father did? And he answers that this is a chumra ba'alma to wait 24 hours. It's not mi'ikra din. And Mar Ukva felt that he's not on the madrega of his father. He'll work towards the madrega, but just to be accept upon yourself a chumra when you're not on the madrega, that he did not feel is correct, and that's why he waited between one suda and another. So this is the only source that we have in Shas. How long do you wait between between eating meat and milchiks? And here is a big machloikis in the Meforshim. What did Mar Ukva mean when he said being one suda to another? So let's start Keseder. So the Mechaber we already mentioned, it says Sheishois. And we'll see how the Mechaber gets to Sheishois. The Ramah there says, V'yesh v'daktikin l'hamtim Sheishois achrechil z'bos l'gvina v'chein nochen l'asois. And the everyone knows the Taz brings down the Marshal, that he says, V'im yev shal limchois v'yad b'nei adam she'en b'nei Torah alv b'nei Torah roi limchois v'ligabrem shal yakilu pachas m'sheishois. And a Ben Torah should wait 6 hours. Now, L'umma's there, you have Toisvis on the Duff, that Toisvis, Divri HaMaschel L'su'uda, says, Lav B'su'uda Sh'regilin L'asas Achas Shachas V'Achas Arvis. In those days, they didn't eat 3 meals like we eat. They only ate 2 meals. So Toisvis says that when Mar Ukva said that I wait between Fleishik and Milchik the same amount of time as I wait between 1 meal and another, it's not the 2 sudas that they used to eat, one in, let's say, brunch and supper. Elo afilu la'alter im silik ha'shulchan ubirech mutter deloy plug rabon. Rama Ukva said, all you have to do is make a separation. You have to change the dishes. You have to bench. And this is also a pi the Zoyer, the Gra there in Sifkot and Vav, brings down the Zoyer that says that you're not supposed to eat the milchis and fleishiks besuda achas u bishah achas. We'll get back to this Gra a little later. So this also, so in other words, as long as it's another suda, the Ramah adds that although Tosis doesn't say it, that he meant that you also need kinuach v'hadocha. If you wait 6 hours or 3 hours, then we said you don't need kinuach v'hadocha of your mouth or to wash your hands. But if you wait being suda silasuda, if that's all you're waiting, even though Tosis doesn't mention it, the Ramah says you need kinuach v'hadocha as well. So now comes along the Taz, and the Taz says that there are those who make a pshara. No, I'm going to die. So the Taz says, Rabim oisim pshara midaton, lahamtin sho achas, achra hasuda sbosser, v'silkon ibirchon, v'oichlon gvina. So there's a pshara. Rav Heinemann, I learned this in Yardaya in Baltimore, when Rav Heinemann first came to Baltimore, he was teaching Yardaya. So he explained what's the pshara. And as we think that 3 hours is the pshara, between zero of Tosfos and 6 hours of the Rambam. But really, the 1 hour is the pshara. What is the pshara? That you have to wait, because the Rambam says to wait, but you only wait an hour, so it's ke'ilu kemat, like you waited nothing. It's only an hour, so that's similar to Taisa. So that's the pshara. So this is the makor for an hour. And also, here's where the Gra brings down the Zoyar, that you shouldn't eat it in the same hour. So we already have explained the Shita of...
Suda.
You shouldn't, the Zohar says both things. Beshar chada and besuda chada. You shouldn't eat milks and fleshes together. Okay. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Machos Suras, Perek Tes Halacha Ches, says, Misha achol basar betchila, lo yoichol akrav cholav ad sheyia b'nein kidei shir suda acheres, v'hu kemo sheishos. Mepnei abasar shalbein ashenayim she'en esar b'kinuach. The Rambam sheet is that, not like Rashi. Rashi in the Sugya learns that the reason why you have to wait between meat and milk is because when you digest the meat, there's a film that comes up of shum and of fat, which is lays, Rashi says, in the palate of the mouth. The Rambam doesn't go with that shita. The Rambam goes that the reason is because of Basar Ben Ashinayim. They both learn the Sugya over there in Parshat Pshat and the Sugya differently based on their various pshatim, and there are chumras. The Tur says there's a chumra of the Rambam over Rashi, and there's a chumra of Rashi over the Rambam, and you should be machmer like both shitas. For example, if you're loyis latinic, so then you're not digesting it, so according to Rashi, you wouldn't have to wait, but there is Basar Ben Ashinayim, according to the Rambam, you would have to wait. So the Tur says, and that's how we're not, you have to be machmer like both shitas. But what's interesting in the Rambam is that the Rambam says, kemoyshe shoyz. So where does the 6 hours, the idea of the 6 hours come from? So the Lecha Mishnah on the Rambam says, v'zel ishoynoi, umefarish rabbeinu, shebein suda l'suda vov shoyz, shekein sudas talmud chacham b'shoa shishis, umar ukva talmud chacham haveh. The im came misham at shei shoyz havi suda acheres. So the Lecha Mishnah, what he's referring to is the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says where every type of person when he used to eat breakfast, the ganavim used to eat the earliest and so on. The regular people, it says, used to eat revius machel kol adam, chamishis machel poyalim, shishis machel tamat chacham. A Talmud Chacham used to eat in the sixth hour. So the Pashtus is, and we'll soon see that's how the Beis Yosef learned, that when it says that a Talmud Chacham eats in the sixth hour, it means from the end of the fifth hour till the end of the sixth hour, during that time period. So let's say on an average day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., where you have 12 hours of sunlight, so the Talmud Chacham would eat his breakfast, his brunch, at 11 a.m., and he would finish by 12. Why did he have to finish by 12? Because the Gemara says that after 6 hours, when a person eats, it's ke'ilu zayrik evan l'chamas yayin. It's like throwing a rock into a pitcher of wine. So Rashi says, tupshatim, either it's mazik l'guf, or Rashi says it's not Milo or Loi Moirid, which seems to be what the Shalom and the Hagor there on the side says, that it's like you have a pitcher with, let's say, some wine. You want to fill it to the top. So what do? You throw in a rock. The wine rises to the surface. But actually, you have the same little amount that you had before. You should have poured more wine in. In other words, it's Loi Milo or Loi Moirid. If you're going to eat after the sixth hour of the day, you don't get nutrition. And it's like throwing an evet into the Chamas Yayin. So in other words, Mar Okv is a Talmud Chacham. He's eating in the sixth hour, and in this example of the average day, he's eating between 11 and 12. When does he finish eating brunch? He finishes at 12 o'clock. And then the Lecha Mishnah says, V'im kein, misham ad shei shoyz havi suda cheres. From there in another 6 hours is the second meal. The Lecha Mishnah doesn't explain. Maybe he ate supper at 8 o'clock, at 10 o'clock at night. How do we know? Good, he finished by 12 o'clock brunch. How do we get to the supper? So this Rav Heinemann explained, and this is based on a Gemara in Yuma. I'm going to come back to what Rav Heinemann said. I'm going to go to a Gemara. He spoke about Yuma Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. I'm going to go first to Yuma Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Yuma Ayin Hey Amid Beis, the Gemara says that that the Torah taught Derech Eretz that you shouldn't. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said, Mikan Limda Torah Derech Eretz. Shlo yoichel adam basar ela belayla. The Gemara learns from our pasuk you should only eat meat at night. So the Gemara asks the kasha on ayin dalet amid beis in Yuma. Abaya says, "Amar Abaya, hain man de islay sudasa loylech le ela biyamama." We'll soon see why Abaya said that. But Abaya said, if you have a suda, you should only eat it in the daytime. So here you say to eat the meat only at night. Here Abaya said you should eat during the daytime. The Gemara answers, Ke'en yamama kamrinin. What does that mean? Says Rashi, or ravuka. You're actually eating it at night, but you have a light of a torch, and that's making it like daylight. The Rabbeinu El-Yakim says, Ke'en yamama ner. So you're eating at night, but you have light like daylight because you're eating by a candle or by a torch. So it comes out, the Iker Suda, the way the Gemara, that Girsa, because we're soon going to see a different Girsa in the Gemara, according to that Girsa, you're eating at night. So in other words, if the day started at 6 and ended at 6, his first meal he ended by 12, when did he begin? Since he could have begun right when it got dark, so we go to the beginning of that time period. So it's now it comes out, it's an exact 6 hours. It's from 12 p.m. till 6 p.m. Because by 6 p.m., that's the time when he had to start because it was dark. So we have exactly 6 hours. So really, it's a little strange. The Lechem Mishnah is explaining the Rambam, but it seems from his pshat that he's learning 6 hours. The Rambam, in fact, he even says, the Lechem Mishnah says, Refarish Rebbeinu Shemayin Tzul Lesud of Vov Shoyz. The Rambam didn't say Vov Shoyz. The Rambam said Kemo Vov Shoyz. But this would be the explanation based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud, when a suda is Talmud Chacham is, and based on the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Dalet, Ayin Hey, that when you start eating at night, we have exactly 6 hours. So here's the thing that I was this time around, that I think that the Rambam and the Beis Yosef here are Lishitasa. From what they have a machloikis in Chayshim Mishra, Hilchos Dayom. In Simen Hey, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Zman Yeshiva Sadayonim Meha Boiker at Soif Shoch HaMishus. When do the Dayanim paskin? From the morning until the end of the fifth hour. But Mikan Ve'elach Ain Tzrichim Leishev. From then on, the Torah says, you don't have to sit. Now, what are they doing at the end of the fifth hour? They're eating. That's the Zman Achil of Talmud Chacham. So bring the sma in sif katan yud. Kach kosef gam be beis yosef. The mechaber said like this in the beis yosef. But look in the tour and the Rambam. They didn't say this. The tour said at chatsi ayoyim. He's a dayan. Uber Rambam kosef at soif shah shishis. Not chamish shishis. Beis yosef kosef the ein anachin. The kivin the shah shishis whose man sudas tamir chacham. Umisham ve'elach havi kizorek evan l'chamas. So umisham hachi arifa rosh kosvu atsoif zman suda v'hu shoshishis. In other words, the Sma is saying that the Beis Yosef learns that when do the Talmidei Chachamim eat? In the sixth hour. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. But the Rambam says until the end of the sixth hour. What's pshat? If you're a dayan until the end of the sixth hour and you're eating, the Gemara says you're throwing an Evan Lachamas. Vani kasafti, the nechayinim heim divar Rambam vatur. Sharei diktiku v'kosvu ad chatsi ayoyim, oy ad soif shoshishis, v'rotzu loymer ad v'loy ad b'chlal. They paskin until the end of the sixth hour, but not mamish till the end of the sixth hour. V'hainu, sheyeshu ad koroiv l'soif shoshishis, ba'oifin sheyuchlu lahaskel besudosan besoif hashoah, v'ikr hasuda yoichlu b'shoah shviyis. In other words, when the Gemara says in Shabbos that the Talmud Chacham Suda is the sixth hour, what does that mean? So that's the machloitz, Beis Yosef and Mechaber. The Beis Yosef understood that you have to finish by the end of the sixth hour because afterwards destroying Evan L'chamas. However, the Rambam learns, no, you have to start before the end of the sixth hour. What does the starting help you? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says that when is it like throwing an Evan L'chamas? That's only if you didn't eat anything before. You weren't toyim anything before. But if you were toyim something before, then it's not like throwing an Evan L'chamas if you ate after the sixth hour. V'oysa haschola sheyaschilu lechol b'soiv shah shishis loigora mit'ima sheamru mishatar midi leslan ba. So the what is the Sma saying here? The Sma is telling us that Shah Shishis is a machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber and the Rambam. The Beis Yosef understood it means you have to finish by the sixth hour, whereas the Rambam held you have to start before the end. You're a dayan up till the end, let's say 5 minutes to 12, till then, in the average day of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., till 5 to 12, you're a dayan. At 5 to 12, you start the Suda, and your Iker Suda is Nimshach into the seventh hour. So that's at the start. What about the end? So we already, what have we accomplished with this? We've accomplished that there is no 6 hours exactly. You already have gone into one of those 6 hours because you took you 20, whatever amount of time it took to eat brunch, you went into that one of those 6 hours. And this will be the Mechaber and the Rambam l'shitasam in Yoredeya. That's why the Rambam says Kemoshe Shas, because in Chayshim Mishpat he said that the dayan goes and starts his meal at 5 to 12 and he has one of those hours he's using up for eating. And the Beis Yosef l'shitasam says Bediyuk 6 hours, because according to the Beis Yosef you have to be finished by 12 o'clock. Now at the end, now let's go to the end, 6 p.m. We said that according to the Beis Yosef, L'chayre, I don't have a riot to this, but L'chayre, you'll have to be muchrat to say this if he says exactly 6 hours, that 6 p.m., when it got dark, as the Gemara says in Yuma, Ayin Hamid Beis, Laila Ke'en Yamama. It's 6 p.m., it's dark, you take a torch, and you start eating supper. And you have exactly, according to the Beis Yosef, 6 hours between. However, if you look over there in the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa over there is, he says, b'yamama ke'en lelio. When the Gemara asked the Stira that you're supposed to eat your suda according to Abai in the daytime, and you're supposed to eat meat, it says, in the nighttime, and the Gemara answers, yes, it's night, ke'en day, the Rabbeinu Chananel has just the opposite. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, it's day which is like night. Why? Because the day, it means you eat it, Kor of Lelila. It's almost night. It's almost night outside. So you're Mekayim, the Indian, that you're supposed to eat meat at night. You're supposed to eat the suit in the day, as we'll soon see why. So you're Mekayim that by eating very close to dark, that it's Kein Lila. So there's a Hago over there, an Ayin Hamid Beis Yuma from the Cheshik Shloima, and he says, Hadover Nir Le'ein, the Ta Seifer Nafla Bekan. This is a Tos Sefer in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Not day like night, rather night like day, like we have in the Gemara. Like Rashi says, Lo'ar Avuka. But if you look in the Dikduke Sefer, which has the most accurate girsois, he brings down the girsa, and the Gemara is Yamama Ke'en Lelya. So there's no Tos Sefer in the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel is saying the girsa that they had in the Dutek Sefer. If so, it comes out a big nafka minute. According to the Beis Yosef, you start eating supper at 6 p.m. According to the Rambam, you have to end supper by 6 p.m. Because by 6 p.m., it's already dark. And Abaye says you have to eat in the daytime. Why does Abaye say you have to eat in the daytime? So the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, says that a person doesn't get nutrition from what he eats if he doesn't see what he's eating. The Gemara says that there was an inui in the Hamachilchom Amon B'Midbor Leman Anoyscha. What was the inui? Because in the mon you could taste steak and the eggplant parmesan, whatever you wanted, but you didn't see it. So there was an inui. Laman anoyscha, there was an inui. Rashi says, Achilas amon toyim tam kol aminim, ve'ein aroya el amon. He only sees the mon. And then the Gemara also says that Rabbi Yosef says that's why Asuma is he eats, but he doesn't have nutrition from his food. He's not Seveya because he doesn't see what he's eating. And Abaya says, Hilkach, a person has to eat a sudasa only be a mama. He has to see what he's eating. So according to the Rambam, we'll say the Rambam will be garis like the Duke from like Rabbeinu Chananel. It's your mama Kainalelia, right close tonight. But when do you have to finish? When's the deadline? The deadline is 6 p.m. You have to stop then. You didn't always have an avuk and a nair, let's say. They were nayig that they would eat while it was still broad daylight outside when they could see what they were eating. Otherwise, they wouldn't get nutrition from their food. So Mele comes out very good. This is the Lashitasa. The Beis Yosef, who in Chayshim Mishpat holds that a dying can only pass until the end of the fifth hour, because from the fifth hour to the sixth hour, from the end of the fifth to the end of the sixth, he has to be eating. He's Lashitasa that he holds it's exactly 6 hours in between Basar L'Cholav, whereas the Rambam says that the Sma tells us you go into the seventh hour, you start 5 to 12, but you're eating into the seventh hour. And according to the Rambam, when do you finish? You finish by 6 p.m., but you had to start before 6 p.m. So in the beginning of the 6 hours, and at the end of the 6 hours, you're eating according to the Rambam. So you don't have 6 hours, Shleimois. Therefore, the Rambam says, Kimoy Sheshos. Whereas the Mechaber will go that you had to finish your breakfast, your brunch by 12, and you had to start the supper by 6. You have exactly 6 hours in between. So that's the Hesber of the Sheshos and Kimoy Sheshos. The final thing that we want to explain is what we brought from the Bari HaShulchan. He says he doesn't know the Makor for the minig of 3 hours. So that is the Mizmor L'Soida, Rav David Pardo. Rav David Pardo learns it from the Pre-Chadosh. The Pre-Chadosh says 4 hours, and Rav David Pardo says 3 hours. So we asked, how does Rav David Pardo get from 4 hours to 3 hours? So I believe the pshat is like this, that the Pre-Chadosh, the Achronim explained the Pre-Chadosh goes with Shoz Manias. Now, Chodesh and the Mizmor David, they're both going like this, that don't take an average day of 12 hours, take the winter time. The winter time, he had to eat before it gets dark. As we're going to go with the Mahalach of the Rambam, you had to finish your meal before it gets dark, right? So in the winter time, you don't have between one suit and another 6 hours. Now, where did Mar Okva live? Mar Okva, does anybody know here where Mar Okva lived? No. Mar Okva lived, the Gemara in Kedushin of Mem Dalet Amud Bey says he lived in Kafri. Where is Kafri? So I asked a professor in, I don't know who, but they put me through to a professor in Yeshiva University, and he told me that no, Englewood. He told me that Kafri is near Baghdad. So I called up Rav Herschel Edelstein in Muncie, who takes care of Zmanim, he had computed Zmanim. When is the shortest period of time in the winter of daylight time in Baghdad? So he told me he says nobody in the Gulf War, they asked him a lot of places, nobody ever asked him this question, but he looked it up and he told me the shortest period of time is 9:57. That's the shortest day in the winter. 9 hours and 57. So we'll round it out, meanwhile, to 10. So now, according to the Pre-Chodesh, the Pre-Chodesh holds that it fluctuates between the summer and the winter. In the summer, you wait 6 hours, and in the winter, you wait 4 hours. We're going to soon see the Pre-Megadim says, first of all, he doesn't agree with Shoz Manias. The Pre-Megadim says you go with Hani Shei Shoz Hem Chelik Mechav Dalad Meis Lais, Lois Manias. The Kain Kosva Knesset Gedol Bagot Satur Ois Vav. The Vare Ein Loimer to be Moisa Chayrev Misachel Maher. According to the Pre-Chodesh, if it fluctuates, it comes out, you have a different metabolism in the winter than the summer, and the Tam HaBosser changes in the wind. In the summer, you're going to wait 6 hours. In the winter, you're going to wait 4 hours. That doesn't work. It's always 6 hours. That's where the Pre-Megadim is going. So the sheet of the Pre-Chodesh is that you wait 4 hours. How do you come to 4 hours? Because let's take a day of 10 hours in the winter. 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. If we go with Shaw's money, it means you have to wait 6 hours according to the daylight time on that day. If the shortest winter day is approximately 10 hours, so each hour is 50 minutes, right? Shaw's money is. So it's 6 hours of 50 minutes or 5 hours of 60 minutes. So therefore, if 7 o'clock it was the morning, when would he eat his first meal? By 12, right? When would he have to finish his second meal? By 5. You have 5 hours in between. But now we, just like the Rambam says, kemoshe shos. You knock off. We go 5 hours and a minute, according to some shittas, right? So the same thing here. You have 5 hours. The 5 hours becomes 4 hours. Just like a court. In fact, the lashon of the pre-Kaddish is kemo dalet shos. Just like the Rambam says, kemo vav shos. So the 5 hours shos money is in the winter will come out to be kemo dalet shos. It'll come out to be 4. Now comes along so what do we learn from the pre-Kaddish? We learn from the pre-Kaddish that it changes in the winter, and we learn from the pre-Kaddish that you go from the end of the Suda, first Suda, to the beginning of the second Suda. And instead of being like the Rambam, like the Mechaber, 12 to 6, but rather we're going to eat into the beginning of the 6 hours, we're going to eat before the end of the 6 hours, so we're going to chop off. So the Mizmor LeDavid learned that from the pre-Chodesh, but here he deviated from the pre-Chodesh. The pre-Chodesh held Shaw's money, he doesn't hold Shaw's money. He holds regular hours. And the pre-Chodesh held is a different summer and winter. He held like the pre-Megadim. There is no difference. But instead of what the pre-Megadim said, that you go 6 hours all the time, he went the opposite way. He said, if we're going to go all the time, let's go, what did Mar Okva wait in the summer, in the winter? In the winter, he waited a shorter amount of time. So we're going to go, you're right, there's no change in the metabolism. Even in the summer, it's going to be like the winter. All you have to wait is between one student and the other. How much is that? If I go with regular hours, not charge money, it started at 7 a.m., so then 6 hours later is 1 p.m. And when does he have to finish eating? By 5 p.m. That's 4 hours. But the 4 hours comes out to be 3 hours. So it's not the pshat that each one waited what the amount of time in their city between the meals. It's not the pshat that the Mizmor David is a short form of the pre-Chodesh. The pre-Chodesh said 4, so he said 4 equals 3, like the Rambam 6 equals 5. No, the pre-Chodesh himself is 4 because he's starting with 5, Shaw's Manius. And the Mizmor LeDavid, it says, I start off with 4, but I learned the Yesoides from the pre-Chodesh, that's why he quotes the pre-Chodesh, but from that pre-Chodesh, he went instead of 5 to 4, if I go with regular shots, I'm going to go from 4 to 3, and I'm not going to change between the winter and the summer, I'm going to say they're all, the whole time is 3. So Memela, that's why the Mizmor LeDavid came out and said that the shear is 3 hours. So in Mansi, there's someone, Naftali Lehman, he was a Talmud of Rav Shimon Schwab, Zitzal, and he said that he showed Rav Shimon Schwab, I think everyone knows this, there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim in Klal Isser Heter, Klal Lamites, who writes, Ochel Basar Asher Lechuk Vina Tzud Achriti, Kerab Chizda, V'chein Nog Mar Okvim, V'nei Shabasar V'shuman Nidvak Bepez Man Arch, that's the Shita of Rashi, the Kasa Rabbeinu Baruch, Nesha Basar Shabbein Ashinayim, Kari Basar, that's the Rambam Shita, Shenem Rabbasar Eden Rabbein Shenayim, the Hu Gimel Shois Karashi. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim quotes Rashi, we don't know where the Rashi is, that says, some say that it's a mistake in but Lamaisa, that's the way we have it in Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that it's 3 hours, and when, although Rav Schwab told his Mesmachim to wait 6 hours, like the Marshal says, but Lemaisa, Naftali Lehman said that when he showed Rav Schwab this Rabbeinu Yeruchim, he was in Mole Simcha, that the B'nai Ashkenaz, who talk away 3 hours, that they have a Rishon that they could be Soimachan, and perhaps the explanation is based on what what the Mizmor LeDavid told us. Do we have another couple of minutes? Yeah? I want to go. Yes?
Sure.
Okay. I just finish with maybe two quick Mili Dagarata, Negeya to this Indian. The Chidah explains, based on this, a Medrash Pliya. The Medrash Pliya on the Pasuk, Vayancha Vayarivecha Vayachil Chesamon, says the Medrash, Mikan Shemadlikin Neiris B'Shabbos. So the question is, what's the Shachas between Neiris Shabbos and the Mon? So like what we said, the Chidah says very good. Vayancha Vayarivecha Vayachil Chesamon. The Mon, the learned Pashit, you had Inui, and I gave you the Mon to take care of the Inui. We see from the Gemara and Yuma, no, the mun itself was an inu, because you weren't able to see what you're eating. So, and we know that one of the three reasons for Adlakas Neiris is Oynik Shabbos. So if Ibalti was an inu, he says the Chidah of the mun, that you didn't see what you're eating. So Memela, it was a, this was the Mikan Shemadlik and Neiris B'Shabbos, that you have, you could see what you're eating, and therefore there's no, therefore, you have Oynik Shabbos. By the way, the one who asked me on the Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Hay, he tried to slug up the piece. He said, it says, Ke'en Lelya, that you have to eat, it says, Ke'en Yamama, that you have to eat at night, which would be a problem, which would make, was Rabbi Avram Chaim Young. And Baruch Hashem, I founded the Duke Seifrim, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that says not like that. The final thing is the following. Perhaps I wanted to say, I heard on the Dial of Daf from official Shachter B'Shem the Chassam Seifer. I think maybe the Chassam Seifer would answer a Das Kenan Mibali Toysus. The Das Kenan Mibali Toysus in Parashat Vayera says that there's Medrashim Mechulakim whether Avram kept Basa B'Cholov. The one Medrash says that the Malachim says, Tano Haitcha Ala Shemayim. Give us the Torah. And the Rabbi Hashem answered, when you were by Avram, you ate Basa B'Cholov, because it says, Vayika Chema B'Cholov, Uben HaBakar Asher Asa. So you ate Basa B'Cholov, so they were Miyad, they were Moida. And on that, Chazal say, it says, Loisav Ashkali B'Cholevi Moida. And next Pasuk is, Api Advar Me'ela Karati Itchem Bris, Ve'es Yisrael. So, based on Basa B'Cholov, Hashem was Kaveh Bris with Klal Yisrael, because that's why they got the Torah, because the Malachim ate Basa B'Cholov, and as it seems that Avram cooked Basa B'Cholov together and gave it to the Malachim. Zok the Das Kenim, that there's another Medrash that says, no, Kiyam Avram Avinu Kol Torah Kula, Fila Ruve Tavshila. Not like we learn, like the Eruv Tavshila we just made for Yontev. It means Mushalim, Basa B'Cholov mixed up together, that Avraham Avinu was careful. He didn't give Basa B'Cholov. He didn't cook Basa B'Cholov. He didn't even give them meat and then milk. He gave them milk and then meat. As it's, Rashi over there Chumash says, that whatever he prepared first, kama, he gave first, and then he gave the Basar. So the Das Kenim says it's a Machloikis Medrasha. So I think the Chassam Sofer, I heard from official Shechter, perhaps you could say it's not a Machloikis Medrasha. Because the Chassam Sofer says that there's a Gemara in Gittin of Samach Amid Beis, Al Pi Advomer El Karate at Gittin Bris, that the Rabbi Yisrael was only Kairis Bris with Klal Yisrael, Al Pi, based on Tairis Shabbat Peh. So says the Chassam Sofer that fits in with the Medrash that we learned before, that Basar B'Cholov gave us the Torah because the Malachim ate. Because they didn't eat Basar B'Cholov, cooked, they didn't even eat Basar and then Cholov, they ate Cholov and then Basar. But when you eat Cholov and then Basar, the Gemara says you need Kinuach, and Beisham and Beisil say you need both things. And what's Kinuach? It says Bepas. So it says that Sarah was Pirsa Nida. So Memela, they didn't have bread. And they ate the Gvina and then the Basar. So what were they over? They were over on a Durabana. It comes out that they were over on Basar B'Cholov, but it was only a Durabanan of Basar B'Cholov, because they didn't do Kinuach. So, L'chayr, we could say that the Midrashim are not Mechulakim. Avada Avram Kiyim Torah Fila Eruve Tavshilin, he didn't eat Basar B'Cholov cooked together, he didn't cook it, he didn't eat it, he served them milk and then Basar, thinking that they're Arabs, that they're, right? So he didn't. So they should have made kinuach, which is a derabbanan, and they didn't. So the Rabbi Nishlam said, "I chapped you on a derabbanan on Basu Bechalov. You didn't do kinuach." And so al pi advarim on this derabbanan, he was kareis bris nagei Basu Bechalov. But lemaisa Avram kept Basu Bechalov, and yet Hashem had a taina on the Malachim. The only ha'ora efshir on the Chasam Sofer is that the Gemara doesn't say just bread. The Gemara says you could be menake with anything, as long as it's not vegetables or, what does the Gemara say? They're vegetables or, what? Right, dates and soft vegetables. So if you could use anything just because they didn't have bread, why couldn't they use something else? That's a shtickle kasha on it. Shkoyach.